The Great Gatsby, Disc 3.
After the house, we were to see the grounds and the swimming pool and the hydroplane and the midsummer flowers. But outside Gatsby's window, it began to rain again, so we stood in a row looking at the corrugated surface of the Sound. "If it wasn't for the mist, we could see your home across the bay," said Gatsby. "You always have a green light that burns all night at the end of your dock." Daisy put her arm through his abruptly, but he seemed absorbed in what he had just said. Possibly it had occurred to him that the colossal significance of that light had now vanished forever. Compared to the great distance that had separated him from Daisy, it had seemed very near to her, almost touching her. It had seemed as close as a star to the moon. Now it was again a green light on a dock. His count of enchanted objects had diminished by one. I began to walk about the room, examining various indefinite objects in the half-darkness. A large photograph of an elderly man in yachting costume attracted me, hung on the wall over his desk. "Who's this?" "That? That's Mr. Dan Cody, old sport." The name sounded faintly familiar. "He's dead now. He used to be my best friend years ago." There was a small picture of Gatsby, also in yachting costume, on the bureau. Gatsby, with his head thrown back defiantly, taken apparently when he was about 18. "I adore it," exclaimed Daisy. "The Pompadour! You never told me you had a Pompadour or a yacht." "Look at this," said Gatsby quickly. "Here's a lot of clippings about you." They stood side by side, examining it. "I was going to ask to see the rubies," when the phone rang, and Gatsby took up the receiver. "Yes. Well, I can't talk now." "I can't talk now, old sport. I said a small town. You must know what a small town is." "Well, he's no use to us if Detroit is his idea of a small town," he rang off. "Come here, quick," cried Daisy at the window. The rain was still falling, but the darkness had parted in the west, and there was a pink and golden billow of foamy clouds above the sea. "Look at that," she whispered, and then after a moment, "I'd like to just get one of those pink clouds and put you in it and push you around." I tried to go then, but they wouldn't hear of it. Perhaps my presence made them feel more satisfactorily alone. "I know what we'll do," said Gatsby. "We'll have Klipspringer play the piano."